We're learning in Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Dalad Omer Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalad Omer Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Gonav al Pishnayim, someone steals with two Edim. V'tovach u'moch al Pishnayim Echad. But for the Tzvicha and the Mechiru, which would extend your payment from Kefal to Dal V'hei, was on the Eid Echad. Oy al Pishnayim, you umoidi yourself. Mishalim Shlumi Kefal. You pay Kefal, why? Because you have Edim on that. Because he can't be chayav on the Eid Echad and he can't be chayav on the Atzmai. You have to know what the chiddush is on the Eid Echad. The Gemara will talk about that. It's partial. Eid Echad is not enough. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Gona v'tavach b'Shabbos. Someone stole and shechted b'Shabbos. So there he was over Isser the Raisa of shechting. And then the halacha is that he's chayav Misa, so he's not going to be chayav Dal V'hei. Gona v'tavach b'Zara, v'shechted b'Zara, same thing. He's chayav Misa, so he's not going to be chayav Dal V'hei. Gona v'shal Aviv. He steals from his father, umeis Aviv, and his father dies, and he was Yerushit. V'achah tavach, then he shechted umach, or he sold it. You're also not going to be chayav Dal V'hei. Why? We learned before that the tficha has to be kulei b'Yisura. Here, since it belongs to him partly, it's not kulei b'Yisura, and you're not going to be chayav Dal V'hei. Gona v'hekdish, if someone stole and then was makdishit, v'achah tavach umach, after it was hekdish, he shechted or sold it. Misham shum kefal, misham shum Dal V'hei. He only pays kefal, he doesn't pay Dal V'hei. Why not? Because it belongs to hekdish, doesn't belong to the mara, doesn't belong to the owner. Rav Shimon Eimer, all the cases are chayav kefal, because all the cases you had Edom Pishnayim, you were Gonav, is not a Issa Shabbos, and not a Issa Avodizara, so all the cases are chayav kefal. It's only the Dal V'hei that's becoming part there, because it was Shabbos, so Avodizara, all those things. No, because it's earlier. It only has to be at the same time. If it comes earlier, then the chayav can have. Now, the last words of the Mishnah, we might have to explain, Rishim Raim, Kachim Shachayav Achirusam, Kachim Ve'ichayav on the Achrayas, Misham Sum Dal V'hei, Shein Chayav Achirusam, Potter. If you're not chayav v'achrayis, you're potter. And we'll see what Rav Shimon is talking about when we see the Gemara, what's it going on. But he says that the kachim v'chayav v'achrayis, you pay dal v'hei. If you're not chayav v'achrayis, you're potter. We'll have to get back to that. So first the Gemara discusses the first line of the Mishnah. First two lines of the Mishnah says, someone stole a pishnayim, and then he did a shechita or a mechira, a pi edechad or a pi atzmai. The halacha is a potter. And the question is, you need two edim for everything. For all mammonas, you need two edim. What's the havim, you know? They're going to be chayav dal v'hei, a pi edechad. Pshita, everything tomorrow, I'm a hakamash blon. A pi atzmai dumit pi edechad. When we're comparing a pi atzmai similar to a pi edechad. Ma a pi edechad, just like if you have one aid, he also aid echad mistar pa day. If another aid comes afterwards and said, you know what, I saw him shechting and selling it. The loch is a chayiv, yechayiv dal v'hei, and that alone is a chiddush a little bit, so chalekis mesechta hajj, but we paskin that you can hear one aid today, another aid tomorrow. It doesn't have to be both at the same time. So if another aid came, we mitzdarif for the mamonis, and you would be chay. So we're saying the same thing as al piatzmai. Even though you were moida, and moida beknas is potter, that's why when you're moida that you shechted or sold, you don't pay dal v'hei, because moida beknas potter. Even if, we're going to say, but if Edom come, you're going to be chayiv. Just like by the Eid Echad, if another Eid comes, you're chayiv, you still could be chayiv. That's what comparing. Ma'al pi Eid Echad, ki osi Eid Echad, mustarif ba'day, and you'll be mechayiv. Af api atzmai nami, ki osu Edom mechayiv. Api atzmai also, if Edom come, you'll be chayiv, even though you're moida. La'afuke midrahunam rab. Not like rahunam rab, dam rahunam rab. Moide beknas, someone's moide, vachabo Edom potter. We'll see, it's not even psukim, that someone's moide beknas, and then Edom come afterwards, you're potter. Once you're moide, it's like a chalais ptor. It effectuates a ptor that you don't have to pay anymore, and Edom will come, will not be able to chayiv you. So, they're saying this mission is not like that. They're saying the same thing like a piyarech. So, a piyarech, another Edom came, you'll be chayiv. A piyarech, also, Edom come afterwards, you will be chayiv. Zog to Gemara Vaita, Gufa. Omravun omarab, moide beknas. Someone is moida in a knas, va'acha bo edim, and then edim come. Potter. We just learned this from Rav Huna. We said our mishnah is not like that. We're going to come later on the bottom of Ayin. Hey, we see maybe our mishnah could stem with it to a certain extent. But like Akapanim was saying over here, that moida be knas, va'acha bo edim is potter. That's what Rav Huna says. Once you are moida, you're potter. Eisver chista Rav Huna. Rav chista has a kash Rav Huna. There's a story. Ma'isa b'Rav Gamil shesima es ein tevi avdoi. Rav Gamil had an Eved, his name was Tevi, he was a huge Talmud Chacham actually, and Rav Gamil really wanted to free him, because he was a big Talmud Chacham, he could do a lot as being a good Rosh Hashiva somewhere, but he was an Eved. The problem is he's not a free Eved. Lo ilam v'hem ta'avoidu, it's a lav in the Torah. So he didn't know how to get him free. And one time, he was putting up the sukkah, I don't know exactly the story, I'm making up a story, he put up the sukkah, and he hit him in the eye, he knocked out his eye. So he was all happy. But he's Samach Simcha Gedayla. Samach Simcha Gedayla. He was very happy, he knocked out his eye. Not because he knocked out his eye, because now he can free him. Now he's free. So Mosul Rav Yeshua, if you have Rav Yeshua, Amaloi, Iyati Adeya Shetavi Avdi Yosef Cheres, don't you didn't hear the news? My Eved is well Cheres. Amaloi Lama, what happened? Amaloi, Shishimisi Zainai, I knocked out his eye. Amaloi, so Rav Yeshua tells Gamaliel, sorry, Aim B'dvarecha Klum. What you said is nothing. Shekvar Ein La'edim, because you don't have Edim. You're building a sukkah yourself, you don't have Edim. Who is the Edim? You need Edim in order to go free. So you're happy prematurely. And actually, someone's telling last night, there's a raya, he never went free, Taka, at the end of the day, because it says in Maseches Brachos, they sat shiva for him.
Well, the Mishnah
says he was freed because of the minyan? No, that's not Rav Gamliel, it's Rav Eliezer, and it's a Gemara and Gittin. But here, there's a Mishnah about Tevi in Sukkah, how he slept under the bed. But in any case, the Mishnah in Brachos that says that Rav Gamliel sat shiva for Tevi. And says, I now sat shiva for Avadim. He says, this Eved is different because he's very close to this Eved. So you see that when he died, he was still Eved. So if I cared, he never went free. That's a stick of raya. But in any case, here he says, Rav Yeshua says to Rav Gamliel, sorry, you don't have Edim. But it's mashma, ho yesh lo Edim chayim. If you have Edim, chayim. You know you're moid already. So what do you see? Moid de beknaz, vachbo Edim is chayim. Vashemini moid beknaz, vachbo Edim is chayim. Chayim to raya, not like Rav, not like Rav. And who knows Rav? Not like Rav.
I can't mean that he's talking about
himself
after that.
What?
I can't mean that he's talking
about himself. Well, what? When? Was that his brother's one or with this? What do you think? Yeah, yeah.
The Edom came in and before he was made, and they freed him, and now he's like, everybody know my Edom is free.
Right. The Edom didn't come. Saying he said, he asked Lama, the Rabbi Shua was the Abbez, and he said, well, how are you? I didn't get any dentaries about this. He says, no, he said it. He said, he's my dad. That was the case. So, because he says, if Edom would have come, then you would be chayiv. But here, you didn't have Edom, that's why he's not going free. Amalei, really, moide beknas vachabo edim is potter. Amalei shani Rav Gamliel loyfle beezn haydui. He was never moide for a bezdin. It's not called hayda. It's not called a chalois hayda. It's not for a bezdin. Freitim of Rav Yeshua av bezdin haya. Rav Yeshua is av bezdin. So we're assuming that we defined him in bezdin. No, shloim bezdin ava kai. He was not in bezdin. There was no people with him. He had really three dayana mumchem, and they weren't here. The Gemara is assuming that to have Aida, just like to free a Eved with the Din Knas, you need a Bezdin of three Mumchim. Same thing to for Aida also, you need for Moida B'Knas, you need Edom, three Dayana Mumchim. Freight the Gemara. So Gemara got out of that riot. Gemara had a riot, said here that Rav Shua said, Eved free, said, no, you don't have Edom. Master, we had Edom V'Chayim. Terry says, you know why there? Because you never Moida Bezdin. Freitei Gemara, Vatanya is another bride, it's a different version of the story. Vatanya, Amaloi, that Rav Yeshua tells Rav Gamliel, Ein b'dvarecha klum, why? Shekvar Adisa, now that you are Moida, it's too late. That was the version of the bride stuff. Again, Edom wouldn't even help. So, my love, Tanoi. It sounds like these two brides are Tanoim. Hai Tan, Domash Kvar, Ein Lucha Edom. The Tanit says that you don't have Edom, Sava, Moida, Knas, Vach, Moida, Mishai. Because if Edom would come, you'd be Chai. Vahai Tan, Domash Kvar Adisa, you're Moida ready. Sava moide beknas v'achbo edim potter. This price that says you are moide already, it's too late, is potter. That's the machlokes. So it's still maybe a little cash on hunam rav because he's machlokes tanoim. So more loy. Kulam moide beknas v'achbo edim potter. Everyone agrees to rav hunam rav that moide beknas. If you're moide and edim came, it's too late. It's potter. So what's the machlokes? Two prices. One price says shekvar in l'chayid, and one price says shekvar hadisa. Falkem ifki. Hai tam that was shekvar in l'chayid. Sava chos abezin hava. It was Haidah Chutz Lebezdin. So therefore, he's saying, because you don't have Edim. If you would have Edim, you would still be Chayiv. Why? Because the Haidah was at a Bezdin. That doesn't call Haidah. But if it would be a Haidah Bezdin, if I'd be a part, like the other Bryce says, it was in Bezdin, and therefore, it's already Haidah. And once Haidah, we're going, according to the Yama, Moedah B'Knas, V'Achabo Edim is part. So really, everyone was part. The Shaila, what the story was, that it was in Moedah and Bezdin or not. If it's Moedah Bezdin Taka, then they were saying it's too late. Rav Shua told Rav Gamliel, Kvar Adisa. But if it was not a Bezdin, then he's saying, oh, you don't have Edim. But if you had Edim, you would go free. But the bottom line is that we're still sticking with this Mandiyama, who says, Moedah B'Knaz, Vav Edim is Potter. And we have to show him, next year we'll continue about this Mandiyama and the drushes and different kashas on this Mandiyama, Moedah B'Knaz, Vav Edim is Potter or Chayim.